All right, this is WTBL News and Views. Matt Toops here on the phone this Friday morning with Victor Pizarro, longtime bicycle advocate in New Orleans. And we are here to talk about terrible accident that happened just yesterday afternoon between a tractor-trailer truck and a man on a bicycle. 1:38 p.m. on yesterday, Thursday, the intersection of St. Claude Avenue and Alicia Fields Avenue. And the bicyclist is dead. And Victor, besides being a longtime bicycle advocate, was an eyewitness, and he was right there and saw it. And he's joining us today to talk about both what he saw and what this means for folks in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us, Victor. And I know it's been a difficult 12 hours, as it's been a traumatic experience for you.
Yeah, it's been rough, yeah, but I'm still alive and this guy isn't, and I feel like I was in very close proximity to, you know, seeing his death and seeing him expire. And one of the only things I take issue with in your introduction is that you referred to it as an accident. And an accident, by definition, I think is something that happens when, you know, no one is at fault. And what I witnessed was a homicide, not an accident. I saw the bicyclist. I was driving up St. Claude Avenue, if you're familiar with the area, approaching the intersection of Elysian Fields. I was a car length behind the truck driver. It was a tractor trailer. And, you know, I'm very, very aware of bicyclists when I'm driving a car. And this is personally due to my experience in advocacy work and as a director of Plan B, the bike project. And I'm just, you know, I lived for over a decade without a car. So I'm really, really aware of people on bicycles and pedestrians. This is a dangerous intersection. This is the intersection of Elysian Fields and St. Claude, where there's a Walgreens, there's a Beauty Mart, you know, athletes foot, jeans, po'boys. And we were on St. Claude headed towards the French Quarter, crossing Elysian Fields, and I saw the bicyclist in the bike lane, you know, pass me on my right, which he was doing the exact right thing. I was going forward, and the truck in front of me didn't take a right into the, you know, designated right turn lane that crosses over the bike lane. He went forward onto Elysian Fields. And suddenly I saw him start to turn to the right. I don't recall seeing a turn signal. I do recall seeing the bicyclist suddenly start to react as this truck turned into him. I saw the look of nervousness on his face. He tried to turn his bike to the right, but the truck was turning faster to the right, and it hit his head. And as it hit his head, he lost his balance on the bike. He was trying to get away from the bike, and yet, you know, he was still connected to the bike as it got sucked under the first of the rear set of wheels. I saw his legs get crushed, and I saw his lower leg get removed from his knee as he was pulled under that wheel with his bicycle, and the bike was mangled. It rolled him up over again, and I saw the look on his face. I was looking straight at him from not that far away. And the look on his face was just one of confusion and agony. And as the wheel rolled him over again, sucked him more under, and the second set of wheels rolled over his chest. And I thought to myself in that split second, maybe you can survive this. Maybe you see these miraculous things, but this truck was huge. And as it rolled over his chest, the top of his head exploded. And I saw his brains and the viscera come out. And at that point, I had gotten out of my car. I had pulled it over. I was screaming. I had my phone in my hand. I called 911. And the 911 operator was an idiot because at that point, police were rolling up. And I was like, I've got to get off the phone. And she's like, sir, just calm down. As I'm looking at the mangled remains of a body, his right hand was completely gone. The bottom of his left leg was separated from his body. His innards were spilled out on the street. It was the most violent mutilation of a body that I've seen close up. And this is not an accident. if the truck driver had checked his mirrors to see the bicycle legally operating in the bicycle lane, going in the correct direction with traffic, following all the rules of the road with a green light, this person would be alive today. Instead, I saw the last moments of this person's life, and I looked into his eyes right before his head exploded. And people are telling me, I hope you're okay. I know I'm in shock. I know what trauma is like. I don't really care right now. I think the most important thing right now is for these deaths to stop. Because the simple fact that the person that killed this person walked away without a citation says something. It says something epic and important about the way we view the lives of cyclists in this city. And it needs to change because we are being murdered. We are being murdered, and it is acceptable. And that is the definition of an oppressed class. I ride a bike. I also drive a car. I also walk. All lives are equally important. And the fact that this is allowed to happen and the infrastructure of this city allows it is disgusting. And action needs to be taken. Very important action needs to be taken. Mm-hmm. So that's what I saw. That's how
and
I feel about
it. I think just earlier this year we saw a clear example of the police not taking these incidents seriously in April on Chef Mentor Highway when another cyclist was killed, a man named Frank Gwynn, who was training for the triathlon. And I know you're familiar with the poor response of NOPD in that situation, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to just single out NOPD. Because this is endemic to our culture here in New Orleans and also to motorist culture. The thing that happened with Franklin was disgusting. The fact that it took, if you went out to that site, which I went the very next day, when the ghost bike was being placed, you could see that it was a straightaway for a mile in each direction. It was a clear, beautiful day. There was no reason to not see this person. The fact that there were no other obstructions, the simple fact that this guy was not aware of the bicycling lane on the right, tells me that there needs to be more education, there needs to be more outreach, and there needs to be harsh treatment of people that kill other people. Otherwise, no one will take it seriously. They'll only see it as like, oh, that's unlucky. That pesky bicyclist was in my way, and boy, just couldn't see him. If you were to replace that bicyclist with another car, if what happened yesterday would have happened to another motor vehicle, there would be charges filed. If that truck would have rolled over a small car in the right-hand legal lane that the car was supposed to be traveling in, there would be charges filed. But because it was a bicycle, there were no charges filed. And that is oppressive. That is discriminatory. That is causing death to people. This 51, 52-year-old that, from what I've learned, you know, worked in the restaurant industry in New Orleans, was using a bicycle to get to work. It was his means of transportation. This person died because some bro couldn't look in his mirror. That is a tragedy. And that's what needs to change in the city. Same thing that happened with the triathlete. Same thing that will keep happening. Peter Reed, a friend of mine, got knocked off the St. Claude Bridge and had his spine broken, along with someone else. Charges were never filed. Not a big deal. Bicyclists. They can be thrown off bridges. If the same thing would have happened with the car, it would have been on the front page of the paper. This is what we're dealing with ultimately is discrimination. Discrimination that leads to death. And that needs to change. And there needs to be a response from the city. City council people need to talk about this. The mayor needs to talk about this. There needs to be direct action. There needs to be a response.
This is Victor Pizarro.
Can you mention one more thing, Matt?
Yeah.
Just that there are people organizing a memorial ride at the intersection of Boyle and Franklin to ride to the spot where the cyclist was hit. That's going to happen at 6 p.m. today. And then discussions of further actions if there's not an appropriate response from the city.
All right, so one more time, that's 6 p.m. today, Friday, starting at Flora on Franklin Avenue and the Marigny.
Yeah, Flora's on Royal and Franklin and the Marigny. We're meeting outside of Flora's and Mimi's, and there will be a group bike ride to the scene of where it occurred, and then also another meeting at 8 p.m. at the scene of the incident at the end of the bike ride.